Blog Talk Radio.
Dog Works Training Centers, professional canine training center in Denver, Colorado, presents Mush, You Huskies, a show about dog-powered sports and mushing. Visit our website at mushingradio.com. Mush, You Huskies, is part of Twine Group Media and syndicated worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Here's your host, Dr. Robert Forto.
Hello and welcome everybody to Mush You Huskies. We're following up on our Mushing Legends segment. Today's topic is Dick Moulton, and I have on the line from Denver, Colorado, our co-host, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you know, before I start speaking about legendary Dick Moulton, I'd like to ask how our first addition to Team Aneke is doing. How's little Ray Ray?
Reagan is doing very well. She has been on the tie-out chain the first couple of times over at the dog yard, and she seems to enjoy it. She's even tested her appetite on what I like to call gruel, and she eats it up like nobody's business, and she's hanging out with the big boys in the dog yard.
That's fantastic. We'd love to see some more pictures of her.
You know, taking pictures is tough. If I'm carrying around my iPhone, I can always snap one here and there, but it's hard to get good shots of a little five-month-old puppy. She's, what do they call it, spitfire and vinegar?
That's good. That's exactly what I wanted for you.
And she just spent a week with a friend of mine, a fellow musher and Iditarod veteran. His name is Dave Shear. Dave brought over his dog, a Labrador. He has gotten out of mushing now and is now in real estate. But he brought over his dog, Star, a Labrador retriever, while he was fortunate enough to go vacation in Hawaii before the snow dumps here in Alaska. And I tell you what, that was a week that I will never forget.
Yes, you are not the Labrador type of guy. It's a whole new ball game, isn't it?
It is. One thing that I noticed very quickly is Siberians do not bark like Labradors do, and I've forgotten all about that in terms of having a couple of dogs in the house. Labradors, they just bark like crazy, and fortunately, with most Siberians, they don't just run around the house barking.
Well, it's almost worse than having a house full of GSCs, isn't it?
There you go. So we're going to carry on with our Mushing Legends segment, and today is Dick Moulton. And just last week, we talked about Gene Breyer, and these guys were pretty much hand-in-hand in terms of their mushing careers. So, Michelle, let's start off with Dick Moulton.
Dick Moulton was not flashy. He did not burn up the courses or startle with innovations. But he won races. When all the records are in, when all the great mushers are compared, Moulton is certainly to be ranked with the masters. This tranquil man drove the steadiest race of any. He knows his team, knows his competition, and knows his job. His career with dogs spanned almost six decades, officially beginning at 9 years of age when he hitched up a couple of pets to a sled. Young Dick Moulton was rarely seen without a dog, and around Meredith, New Hampshire, he was known as Pooch. Before he had finished high school, he was working as an instructor and trainer for Chinook Kennels under the direction of the Seeleys. He raced the Chinook Kennels team in the New England circuit and then had a chance to fulfill the impossible dream of many boys growing up during the 30s. Admiral Byrd, preparing for his third Antarctic expedition, was again relying on Chinook Kennels for his sled dogs. On the Seeley's recommendation, Moulton was chosen out of hundreds of applicants to accompany the expedition as assistant sled dog handler. Among the duties of the dog drivers was a three-month, 1,400-mile trek, one of the longest ever made in the Antarctic. The expedition was shortened due to the impending war, and back in the United States, Dick Moulton entered the Army. Even here, Moulton and dogs were inseparable, for he became part of Norman Vaughan's Voyagers, the special sled dog branch of the Arctic Search and Rescue Unit. In the history of dog sledding as an occupation or a sport, the number of people who have been able to make careers out of driving a team of sled dogs is understandably small. For all practical purposes, today it is an anachronistic activity, yet where it was needed, no method of travel would have served Moulton as well. Having made his early career in more practical aspects of driving dogs, Moulton, in the tradition of Leonard Sepulveda and Scotty Allen, turned to racing. Moulton's dogs were Alaskan Huskies, mixed judiciously with racing hounds, and with these dogs his record was outstanding. His trademark in racing is his consistency. He had a knack of keeping his team close enough to the winning pace so that by the last heat the dogs still have enough drive to finish well. Moulton's favorite leader was a hound husky cross named Atla. Atla resembled a hound with short hair and floppy ears, but he was all sled dog on the trail. As with so many of the great leaders, Atla claims the admiration of his driver by exhibiting qualities beyond his speed and stamina. Moulton refers in this case to Atla's responsiveness and loyalty as elevating him to the status of an once-in-a-lifetime leader. It would be hard to estimate the number of miles Dick Moulton has traveled by dog sled. Compared to most mushers, it would be unapproachable. Considering the mileage and the time spent watching, thinking, figuring, and breeding his dogs behind his running team, Moulton's achievements follow smoothly. He has competed in races all over North America and won each one several times. He has been honored as Musher of the Year and is inducted in the Dog Mushers Hall of Fame. As the autumn of his career arrived, Moulton said, "Even though I am getting old and slowing down, you can still find me out on the trails in the late fall working for that ultimate dog team."
And that's Dick Moulton. And I tell you what, just up here in Alaska during my brief time here, I'm getting very used to these hound crosses. And these guys, they're something else. Even though they have the short hair of almost like a Labrador, these guys are all pull. And these dogs, I've never seen anything like it. And I've always been a little bit leery of kind of turning to what a lot of people in the Siberian world call the dark side. But these guys, they're all run, and I look very forward to running some of these guys in some of these races.
I know that you do, but I also know that you are looking forward to racing with your heart behind a team of Siberian Huskies. And, you know, I think the Alaskans are going to teach you a thing or two, and you and I are still striving to bring the Siberian Husky back to what it once was.
We look forward to it. So you're listening to Mush U Huskies and our Dog Sledding Legends segment. We look forward to having you guys listen to us every week. We will be back next week with another segment of our Dog Sledding Legends. You're listening to Mush U Huskies, part of Dog Works Radio Network. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter through Denver Dog Works. Michelle, anything before we close?
No, have a wonderful week training, and see you on the trail.
See you on the trail. This is Robert Forto. Never forget your dreams. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.